To get asylum in the United States, immigrants have to prove they have a credible fear of returning to their home countries. The Trump administration has been tightening the rules on what kinds of fears qualify. Scores of asylum seekers fleeing domestic abuse and gang violence have been denied. Now, as NPR's Joel Rose reports, those new rules are being challenged in court.
Immigrants' rights groups sued late Tuesday to stop the new rules limiting asylum. The lead plaintiff is identified as Grace to protect her identity. According to the lawsuit, she fled Guatemala to escape her abusive husband.
He repeatedly beat and threatened to kill her and her children throughout their relationship. He also sexually assaulted her and her daughter over the course of many years.
Jennifer Chang Newell is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union. She says Grace tried to report the abuse to the police in Guatemala, but they didn't do anything. So Grace fled to the U.S. in May, seeking asylum. Under the old system, Newell says Grace would have had a decent chance of staying in the U.S.
But now she's at risk of deportation to Guatemala, where she fears for her life and her physical safety.
Immigration lawyers across the southwest border have seen a sharp increase in the number of asylum claims that are being rejected at the earliest stage, what's known as the credible fear screening. And there is data to back them up. According to the Track Immigration Project, the percentage of immigrants who passed the credible fear screening in court has plummeted since last fall. That means many more immigrants will be quickly deported without getting a chance to officially apply for asylum. Jennifer Chang Newell says that's because the Trump administration is rejecting applicants out of hand, applicants who truly fear for their lives.
Every case has to be assessed on its own facts. And under the new policies that the administration has issued, they're not doing that.
Under a sweeping new policy announced in June, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says domestic abuse and gang violence should generally not be considered grounds for asylum claims.
Asylum was never meant to alleviate all problems, even all serious problems, that people face every day all over the world.
In a statement, a spokesman for the Department of Justice says most victims of personal crime do not qualify for asylum, quote, no matter how vile and reprehensible the crime perpetrated against them. The Trump administration argues that many asylum seekers are gaming the system by exaggerating their fear of going home. Francis Cisna is the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the agency that oversees asylum officers who conduct credible fear screenings. Cisna testified on Capitol Hill in May.
Many of those seeking to enter this country illegally and the smuggling organizations who profit from them know that a few key words are all it takes to get an alien through this screening process.
But immigration lawyers dispute that. They say Congress intended the bar for credible fear screenings to be low so that immigrants aren't deported back to dangerous situations. Heidi Boas is a former asylum officer.
In most cases, people are genuinely afraid and they're having their one shot to tell somebody what happened to them and then see whether they can move on to the next stage in the process.
Boas left USCIS last year to represent immigrants as a lawyer in Maryland. She worries that unless a federal court intervenes, many asylum seekers will be deported before they get to the next stage in the asylum process. And that back home, they face the very real risk of violence and even death. Joel Rose, NPR News.